The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you.
The 72 disciples returned rejoicing and said to Jesus, Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name. Jesus said, I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your name are written in heaven. At that very moment, he rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Gospel of the Lord. So if Jesus says, Blessed that the disciples can see and live with Jesus, today we are the same. We are blessed because we see that the prophets of the Old Testament did not see. And here is the Word of God. It's different from the Old Testament. So we are grateful to the Lord. Also, we have the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, our nutrition for body and soul. So give thanks. And today we celebrate the Feast of Saint Therese. So she is the angel. But I think most of you have read her diary. Every day is a new day for her, but every day is a day of passion. If you want to love, you live the Word of God fully. You have to die of yourself. Out of pride, we put ourselves more than anything else. But when you say we follow Jesus, then whatever happened that's not pleasant to us, she accepts as a gift of God. Always give praise. She is simple, but also she has a human heart. So to sacrifice herself on a daily basis. So you can read from her diary. Her littleness is coming from a sacrifice. We too, we follow Jesus in a different way. We are not entering the convent. We live in a family or in different situations. But we are all called for sanity, holiness. We are one with the Lord. Important is not what we are, but how we live the life of Christ in us. So we thank the Lord that we are called with this gift, His Word, and His life through the Eucharist.